is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro. I'm happy to be back with you this morning because I realize that this is another day that the good Lord has letting us live. Another day that we'll never be able to call back, and I hope there'll be something done this day that would cause God's children to look more into the heavens and to lay up the treasures up there. So that's where we're going to need them. Now I want to thank God for everyone that's helped me, but you know, I'm beginning to wonder. I get the reports that a number of people have listened at me, but there's nobody seems to be a trying to encourage me or let me know where they feel like it's the Lord's will or not for me to try to talk to the people out on the radio land. I haven't even as much got over a couple of phone calls. And no backing at all on or from my own church, except one man from another church. And it takes money to carry this on, but of course if it's God's will, why, it'll go on. But the reports I get that so many enjoy it, you know, why couldn't you just give me a little phone call and let me know it? You know, a little pat on the back goes a long ways. I don't know where you stand, and I'm just going according to the way I feel. And I'm happy to do this. And I know there's a lot of people that can't go to church. I know a lot of you got mothers, you've got fathers in the bed that's not able to go. Hadn't been in a long time. I don't know where they're listening to the program or not, but I hear that some is. It looks like people would appreciate this a little more than what they have let me know. And I hope that you will, because I'm not going to go on with this unless the people show me that they appreciate it and help me to carry it out. So this morning, you remember last Sunday, as I talked, I was talking about the mark of the beast. And we know that's a coming, and we know it ain't far down the road. You can see the things are shaping up now. It's no trouble to understand now what the Bible means when it talks about the last days. Even people that does not have religion will tell you that something's fixing to happen. Now I want to take all over from where I left off last Sunday and try to talk to you a little bit concerning. I want to show you people. I want you people to know out there that take this mark that you're doomed. I want you to know that God is against you. I want you to know that His wrath is piled up against you. And today, before this time comes, is a time for you people to get yourself prepared to meet God. And today is a time for the people that have got salvation to get themselves strengthened, to have more power. He said, finally, my brethren, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Why did He say that? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not that we're wrestling against, but it's these spirits that's in the land. The land is full of spirits. And on every corner, anywhere that you want to go up and down the road, there's no trouble to find one of these spirits. So the Lord is going to get tired of this. And He's going to see it's enough. And He's going to call His children home. And I'll be glad when that day comes, won't you? But you people is not ready to go. Let me persuade you this morning. to begin to get prepared to get ready, because I'm telling you the truth. And I want you to listen now, as I told you last Sunday. After the mark of the beast, everyone that takes that mark in his forehead or in his right hand or wherever he takes it, just as long as he takes it, that man is doomed. But you're talking about trouble fixing to set up on a man, he's fixing to hit it, showing up. It just, you think you're in torment, but that ain't going to be the half. Do you want to go through that? I want you to listen at me this morning as I read this. I want you to get a hold of it. And I want you to study about it. And think, I'm telling you the truth. And if you want to read it, you read the 14th, 15th, and the 16th, 17th chapter of Revelation. And you'll see what's fixing to happen in the last days. This that I'm talking to you about, brother, is the last go-round. Man's got chance now. A man's got time to get right with God now. But when that time comes, you may think you won't take that mark, but if you haven't got the Holy Ghost, the real Spirit of God in your life, you will take it. And if you're not strong in the Lord when that time comes, I'm afraid you'll take it. And to be strong in the Lord is going to be a man that, brother, that got his praying done up. He got his work done up. He'll be a man that will meditate day and night. He'll be a man that lays his treasures up in heaven. He won't be a man that's laying his treasures up down here on earth. No, that man that does that's going to be in trouble. I'm afraid he won't be able to stand. So now then, you people this morning, that take that mark. I know you think you ain't going to take it. Everybody knows about that. No, they ain't going to take it. I've heard people say that was mean men, drunkards, do most anything. And they'd say, that's one thing I ain't going to do. I ain't going to take that mark. You will if you haven't got salvation in your heart. You will do it. So let me persuade you this morning. You listen as I read again here. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last, now listen now, that's the last, pledges, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now friend, listen, this seven angels is going to be the last seven angels that God has sent out to work. That's what angels are for. To go out and carry out his duties. I know one time when I was sick and in the bed with pneumonia, I suppose. I didn't go to the doctor, but I wound up with a scar on my lung. I was a barber and I had to take examination every year for the health department before I could touch the public to cut their hair. But they found a scar on my lung. And I didn't know why it was there unless it was pneumonia. But I want to tell you this. When them people come by my bedside and got out and prayed for me and anointed me with oil, I saw a little angel at the foot of my bed. I know what that little angel done. It brought the healing power because I was healed. And that's what God's angels are doing today. They are taking care of people when they don't realize what it's all about. So now, you think about that. This is the last seven angels that God's going to send out to do any work here on earth. That's right. As far as the wrath part is concerned. Now listen again. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now those people, brethren, had got victory over that beast. In other words, they had not took the mark. They did not take the mark of that beast. No, they did not. And I thank my God, brethren, today, because that I hope that I'm one that can have one of them harps in my hand. A harp Brother, according to the dictionary, is an instrument that has strings on it. And a lot of people today don't believe in music. But I'll tell you one thing. Brother, if you overcome and get the victory over that beast and that image, you will believe in it then, because you'll have one in your hand. So today, don't say nothing about it, will you? Don't try to condemn it. Brother, oh, God bless you. That man, brother, that thinks he's got knowledge, he'll become a fool. But it's the Word of God that's going to stand. That's what's going to stand, and I thank my God it is. And that's why I'm going by. Oh, yes. I'm not taking man's word today. If he's going by the Word of God, and it corresponds with it, I'll take it. But I'll not, because I can read for myself. I can do that. All right, now listen. And here's what they sang with the harps in their hand. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works. Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Now this morning, are you fearing God, or who are you fearing? I notice today, brethren, in our churches, the people are fearing one another. They're not fearing God. It is the truth, brethren, it's the truth, and it's a shame it's that way. God bless your heart, brother. They're afraid of one another. And that's what the devil wants. If he can get people afraid of one another, he'll win the battle. But them, brethren, that fears God and stays with God, they'll win the battle for God down here. And that's the man that I want to fear is God. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgment are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven pledges, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the angels, the two sat under the seven golden veils, full of wrath of God who lived forever and ever. Yes, they had the seven veils of wrath. That wrath today, friends, is a piling up against you. God's a telling you every day to come by to get prepared. And you won't listen at it. You're bypassing it. You're going on. And every day his wrath is piling up against you. Them little veils are filling up each day of the wrath of God against you, because he's got ministers down here on earth. They're telling you what's a-coming. They're warning you, friends, of what's a-coming. They're trying to beg you to come and get right with God. They're bringing you the glad tidings, which is, brother, the word that Jesus left here on earth. And they're warning and a-begging and a-pleading, and you won't give no heed. So the wrath of God is a-piling up against you. Burned just like sand pouring in a little grain by grain, it's a piling up. And after a while, when it gets up to fire, it's supposed to be, he's going to say, come on here, you angels, and take this now and go. The time has come. I ain't going to fool with them no longer. I warned them long enough. Oh, what about that, friends? And the temple, listen, was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from the power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven pledges of the seven angels were fulfilled. Now then, I want you to listen, friends, what these seven pledges are. And I want you to think as I read them. Do you want them to come upon you? If you take that mark, they're certainly going to do it. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his wrath upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worship his image. See, he made an image of that beast that was wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. So now, friends, he's told you who this is going to come upon. Let me read it to you again. Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Upon the earth. And the first one. For the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first wind and poured out his veil upon the earth, and the fell noisome and grievous sore upon the men. Now listen. Who? Upon the men which had taken the mark of the beast, and upon them that worship his image. Now, you see that? I don't care, friends. How many of you say you ain't going to take it? Is it going to take a man full of the Holy Ghost and the love of God? It certainly is. Listen now. And the first and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. Can't you see, brethren, to think about a sea turning to blood? Well, it did. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Now you see that man that took that mark. Brother, you're going to open your faucet one of these mornings. Are you going to go down to the spring to get you a drink? You're going to take maybe your cows and drive them down there, brother, and turn them out for them to get them a drink of water. Is it going to be blood? That's exactly what it said it was going to be. So it ain't me saying this. It is God's word to say it. And it's going to happen like that. And you're talking about, brother, a miserable land to live in. And you're talking about a miserable bunch of people. You're going to wish then, brother, that you would have obeyed what you're hearing today. But it'll be too late then. It sure will. Now listen. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which are and was, and thou shalt, because I have judged this. For they have shed the blood of saints and of prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of this altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are they, judgment. And the fourth angel, now listen, the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Now, friends, God bless your heart. This little vial of this angel, the fourth one, was poured out upon the sun, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God. Well, I guess they stood down there, and you know, like men do today when they get mad, just cussed up the storm and said everything they could about God. And listen, his name, which had power over these plagues. Yeah, they cussed and sweared against God that had power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. What about that, friend? I know it was too late. I know it was too late. But it does look like a man getting that stage would say, Oh God, would you have mercy on me? Would you give me one more chance? But they didn't even do that. Did you know people's hearts are getting harder and harder each day as we go down through this life? Is it getting to where that you can't touch the hearts of people anymore? It's hard to touch them. Once in a while, you'll run up on an honest man. Brother, that you can touch his heart. And when you can touch his heart, well, he'll do something about it. That's true. Now listen. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongue for pain. Oh, God bless you today, friends. Listen. Wouldn't it be awful to hear a man in the dark, a gnawing and a chewing, and having pain? Mourning, groaning. Oh, God bless your heart. What a feeling that would be. Well, it's coming. He said it would be. So today, will you listen to this? Do you want to go through with this? It ain't even going to be long. God bless you, Brian. This old world is going to come under one roof. You can see that. That's right. The little nations are fighting now. And then the next thing you know, they're going to get the big nations into it. The big powers. That's right. Well, there's going to be one of them going to win. One of them going to overcome. One of them is going to get the power. That's the truth. So you can see it happening. Don't think things is going to get no worse. But you people today get around and stop and say, I wish I hadn't voted for this man. I wish I hadn't done that. But your vote ain't worth a damn. It's going to happen just exactly like the old prophet said it would. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care who runs. But how good a man you think he is. How much he goes to church. But how much he stands and holds the Bible in his hand. It's coming just like the prophet said it would. And that's why today, can you believe that? That's the day, brother, because of unbelief. People today are not believing what we're telling them. They are not believing that. But there's a day coming when you're going to believe it. But of course, it'll be too late then. But today is the day of salvation. Why don't you today, brother, look up and say, oh God, I'm going to change my way. I want that to cause me to go. If you think you've got religion and you feel like there's more for you, well, God bless you, go after it. Because you're going to have a bit to his to get by. That's the truth. And it'll take the pure Holy Ghost, brethren. Fill you with it. That's the truth with the evidence of speaking in another tongue. Listen here. And these blaspheme the God of heaven because their pain of their souls and repented not of their deeds. Ain't that awful? And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river of Euphrates. And the waters therefore was dried up, that the way of the kings of the earth might be prepared. Now that old river over there that comes down from over and around towards Iran, and then there, is it going to dry up? Friends, and the kings and all of them is going to use it for a roadbed to come down to Israel, around Jerusalem, where this last battle is going to be fought. That's right. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Don't you see that? That the devil works. His spirits, friends, out in the world. And this world is full of them. Bless your heart this morning. Why don't you, while you've got time there, God bless you, look up and say, Lord, throw them hands up. And say, Lord, I don't want to go through that. I want to be one of yours. And if you will, brother, there's a time to come in when you won't have to go through with all that. God's children, him that's got salvation, then he's going to come back and get before they have to go through all of that. And when he comes with his 10,000 of his saints on the cloud, that's what he's talking about. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now, friends, you out there, that's professing religion. Did you know you're walking away spiritually to where that, brother, that it'll look like you ain't got no spirit about you. And, brother, they can see that. And it's a shame for a man to walk on this earth, God bless your heart today, professing to people he's got religion. Brother, God bless you, in the world can look at you, and they can see there ain't nothing to you. They can see you ain't got no more religion than they have. Are you talking about, brother, a shame? That's a shame in this world it is. And it's going to happen to the shores of the world. So today, brother, a man has got religion. He's got something people can see. Yes, sir. Brother, he's different. Yes, sir, because a man has got religion, got the Spirit of God. A man that ain't got religion, brother, he's got the Spirit. He's still in the sinful flesh, and he can see the difference. But a man today, listen, brother, it ain't no difference than a man that's a sinner. He ain't got no religion. No, he ain't. But if he is lighting and shining, so that's why I'm talking about today. Is it going to be a shame for you to be walking around where people can see you like that? Are you walking in a way today, brother, that you want people to follow you? Think about that. Yeah, and he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Now listen, here's the seventh angel. Here's the last angel. And the seventh angel poured out his vial upon the earth, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." Oh, friends, it is done, Lord, we've done it. Yes, Lord, we've done what you told us to now. We've gone out, we've poured out this fire upon the earth. Now, Lord, that's all there is to be done. It's done now. Oh, God bless you. And listen, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there were great earthquakes, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty in earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of fierceness of his wrath, And every island fell away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail of heaven, having stones about the weight of a talent. Now they tell me that's somewhere around 80 pounds up in there. Boy, that's heavy. Wouldn't you hate for that to splash beside you and knock you winding? And the men blasphemed God because of the pledges of the hail, for the pledges thereof was exceedingly great. Now then, my time's up, but I want to thank God again for being with you this morning. But let me beg you, friends, this morning, God bless you. He said there'd be two in the bed, he'd take one and leave the other. There'd be two in the field, he'd take one and leave the other. That's right. But God bless you today. Let's get prepared, because this time's a-coming. And I want to thank God, because, brethren, that I can see and understand. And I'm one, brethren, that God, he set his hand on me to warn the people to get ready, for the crossing is coming. Then they can't cross the old river, brother, is going to be in trouble. So today, get prepared to cross, and may God bless you. And I hope that you will try, brother, to encourage me some way, to even give me a phone call or something to show me, brother, that you appreciate this. If you don't, I'm not going to carry on if you don't let me know. And because there's one thing about it, brother, I want God to be glorified in that I do. And may God bless you until next Sunday. Thank you.